When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This podcast may contain coarse language. Listener's discretion is advised. Also, this podcast will obviously contain spoilers for Demon Slayer. Please beware. Listen at your own risk.
Welcome to the Demon Slayer podcast. I am V-Lord GTZ. And with me today, I have Allison.
Hey guys, I think I've been on the My Hero Academia podcast more than Dumb Weebs this year.
I think so, just because we haven't had that many Dumb Weebs episodes lately.
Yeah, I gotta kick your ass to get more episodes out.
And that's Laser's fault.
Oh.
Speaking of which, Laser Kid is with us.
Hello, I do need to edit more episodes of Dumb Weebs, it's true.
I will continuously remind you every time you're in Valheim, then.
You probably need to do that, yes.
Yes, because we also have with us...
Hello.
J-Mac.
Wait, you mean to tell me he's been spending all that time fucking playing fucking Valheim instead of editing Dumb Weebs?
To be fair, I have been playing Xenoblade Definitive Edition instead of doing more productive things.
It's okay. I've just been dying in math and science hell for the last few months, and my only reprieve is doing Toku Tuesdays with the boys.
See, that's school, though, and that's important. Stay in school, kids.
Yes, stay in school. Don't go to Valheim. It ruins your life. Just ask me.
You heard it here, folks. Valheim is a trap. It's there to suck you in and never let you
Indeed.
Out.
Yes.
But we are here today because Aniplex USA announced something interesting today, of which is March 16th, to date this podcast.
Why are we dating it?
Because we have a crush on it.
I mean, the day that it got announced is the day it got announced, so
Yeah, I mean, you could probably figure that out if you just looked up the news and found the date.
I guess. That's true.
But yes, anyways, Aniplex USA, Aniplex of America, and Funimation announced today that Demon Slayer, Kimetsu no Yaiba, the movie, Mugen Train, will be opening in theaters in US and Canada on April 23rd. It will be screening with Japanese, with English subtitles, and with an English dub. And there will also be a few 4DX screenings and IMAX screenings in select areas.
What's 4DX?
4DX is like when there's like actual like physical effects to the movie. So like the seats will shake, or there'll be like tiny like water or like mist effects. It actually can be like pretty cool. I went and saw Detective Conan Zero the Enforcer in 4DX a few years back. It was like a part of like Anime Expo's 4DX like screening event.
You were watching that right when my plane was landing. It was fun.
Yes.
Yeah, 4DX on the roll.
Yeah, it was a really fun screening. I actually recorded a podcast about that a long time back, so you could go listen to that over on Manga Mavericks. But I think Mugen Train would actually be really cool in 4DX, and I'm glad that they're going to be doing them in the US as well, though I doubt it's going to be anywhere near I'm at. It's probably going to be like in LA at like the Regal at LA Live, or a place that has a big 4DX theater. But going to theaters is not going to be the only way you get to watch this movie, because luckily there's also going to be a digital release of the movie on June 22nd. Aniplex will be releasing the film digitally on Apple TV, the Microsoft Store, Vudu, Google Play, PlayStation Store, and Amazon. And pre-orders for that will be starting on April 26th on Apple TV, Microsoft, and PlayStation specifically. And then sales for the actual theater screenings will be available on Funimation's website starting on April 9th.
Oh boy, you know what that means, boys. June 22nd.
Yeah.
Yeah, and this isn't too surprising considering the day before this was announced, the official website for Demon Slayer in Japan had announced that the movie would be coming to Blu-ray and DVD on June 16th in Japan, and that that release would also be including English subtitles. So that was kind of a given that, hey, maybe they're going to let this movie get released over here, especially digitally, because I think digital was the big, like, what if in the equation.
Yeah, Japan's pretty anal about letting people buy anything digitally, because, oh no, people will pirate, even though pirating will happen regardless of whatever they do.
Yeah, it is what it is. But luckily, it does seem like once that Blu-ray's out in Japan, they're going to have no qualms releasing it digitally here, since, like, literally the week later, it's coming out digitally in the US. So that's good to see. But before we discuss this further, there were two separate trailers released for this. One trailer that was Japanese with English subtitles, and one that was English sub. And we are going to react to both of them. So once everyone has those popped up, we will count down and watch them.
I'm ready.
So which one are we doing first?
The Japanese with English subs.
Yeah, let's get the best one out of the way.
I mean, I think they're both going to be good.
I mean, Tanjiro is better in Japanese, I think.
I mean, I like them both. But anyways, is everyone ready?
Yep.
Yep.
Okay. We will count down 3, 2, 1, go, and then we'll hit play.
Okay.
3, 2, 1, go.
Why is this rated R? It's not like there's sex in it.
The train is too sexy. God, I love the use of Homer here. So good.
Help, I'm crying again. Mango and cool.
Yeah, this is really hitting the feels.
Shimono.
Yeah, I'm feeling it.
Yeah, that was pretty solid.
Yeah, that was pretty decent.
I'm so ready, V1. I want to cry again.
Yes, but before we cry, let's also watch the dubbed version.
Oh, yes. Let's.
Yeah, let's get this over with.
Allison, you don't seem very enthusiastic.
I still want to know why it's rated R.
Blood, guts, viscera, language.
As it says right there on the R tag, violence and bloody images.
But is it any more bloody? Either way, is it any more bloody than a PG-13? But I mean,
probably not. But oh my gosh, it's that Japanese thing. We gotta protect them childrens.
But anyways, starting 3, 2, 1, go.
Die while in the rapture of a dream. A blessing indeed.
I definitely like Enmu's English voice quite a bit.
I have to.
He sounds like
that.
A JoJo villain, so that's good.
I mean, he kind of looks like a JoJo villain.
He kind of does.
Exactly. Welcome home, Tanjiro! I'm still not feeling him, guys.
We're in danger. Oh no, I think Zach Hagler does fine.
I think he does quite well.
What an ugly mess.
That was not the voice I expected from Rengoku.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Rengoku sounds pretty good. So does Inosuke.
Nezuko, I will protect you.
Or Zenitsu.
Zenitsu sounds good, too. It's really just Tanjiro, to be honest.
Zenitsu sounded way deeper than I remember.
Yeah, Zenitsu sounded off.
Alex Slay's been, buffing up, I guess. Okay, Zach did really well on the screen there, I think.
Oh,
okay.
Hell yeah.
Why
great.
Is Zenitsu's voice like that? What the hell was that?
That is a good question. That is probably my biggest question out of that. I'd almost say it was like, did they recast him? No, they didn't recast
him. No, it's still Alex Lay. They announced it's Alex Lay, so I guess it's just for that moment it might be Zenitsu going into full simp mode.
Oh, yeah, that could be it.
But even when he's in full simp mode, he has a different voice.
He ascended to the next level of simp, J-Man.
He is super simped level 2.
Super simp level 2.
I see.
But one thing I do want to discuss, since we already kind of talked about a little bit, is the R rating on this film.
Why is it R?
That's what I'm kind of wondering too, to an extent, because I do get, like, yeah, it's violent, there's quite a bit of death and all that stuff, but is it any more violent than any, like, PG-13 film like J-Mac said? And I do feel like I wonder if it will be detrimental to how it does in theaters here. Because I feel like there are probably some younger fans of Demon Slayer that are under 17 that, let's face, I don't think they're going to want to go to this film with their parents.
Well, it's more that their parents aren't going to want to take them to it. It's not that they were not going to want to. It'll be the other way around, because they'll want to see it. Their parents will see the R rating and be like, nah, fam.
I mean, people take their babies to see Deadpool, so I don't see why this is
any different.
Those
are babies and not children.
Yeah, I mean, I do remember there was one couple that brought their baby to the movie Us when I saw
it. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, but there's a difference between a literal baby and like a 12-year-old, and adults make different decisions based on that. And it's as dumb as it is, I'm not gonna.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, I do wonder how that will affect sales and maybe like Aniplex's factor that in, because, like, obviously they know the rating beforehand.
I mean, at this point, Aniplex Japan doesn't really care. They made their money in Japan. They beat fucking Studio Ghibli. They don't gotta worry about international theaters at all.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's still a factor, because, like, you don't wanna lose money on putting it in theaters. But, like, there is, like, very little to lose here, because
I think... I'm not sure how much you're going to lose overall with the pandemic going on.
I mean, they won. They beat fucking Spirited Away in the box office. They don't really have much to lose.
Yeah, I mean, I think the fact that, like, the digital is coming out so soon after the theatrical release, it's, I think, their assumption that they're assuming that the theatrical release is not going to, like, do gangbusters. They aren't expecting probably DBZ Broly out of this. They're probably just expecting, like, okay, it'll have moderate sales. It'll probably do as well as, like, Heaven's Feel Movie 3, because that came out, like, within the midst of the pandemic, too, and that still did quite well.
I could imagine doing around that numbers, yeah.
Yeah, I'm kind of thinking that the deal probably was like, well, we'll put this on digital, but you gotta wait till it comes out on Blu-ray in Japan, because we don't want people pirating it in our country.
Yeah, I'd see that being the case, because, like, the dub has been done for a while. I think the biggest factor has just been they don't want to release it in theaters when it just will absolutely not be able to go everywhere. And, like, they don't want to also, I guess, like, they can't do it if, like, it's not out in Japan on Blu-ray, like, digitally, because, like, Aniplex Japan won't let them. So it's kind of like a rock and a hard place type situation.
Yeah, because it came out in, like, I don't know, Australia recently, too, but Australia's kind of smaller and doesn't have as many pirates as USA does.
Well, I mean, it's not only that, it's also COVID restrictions and all that.
Yeah, and even without restrictions, people would probably be a little worried. Like, I'm not even sure if I want to see this in theaters, and I want to see it, obviously, because I love Demon Slayer to pieces, but not sure if I trust movie theaters yet.
Yeah, I mean, I'll probably see it in theaters because, I mean, someone has to cover it for the podcast. But, yeah, like, I'd say, like, if you're still high risk or if you don't feel safe going to a theater, which is 100% understandable, yeah, don't go see this in theaters. Wait for the digital release. And I think they have taken the best route here, Aniplex of America, by having that, like, digital release date be, like, announced alongside this so that people are aware that that option's gonna be there.
Yeah, they probably wanted to avoid hate mail, too.
Yeah, I mean, if, like, you look at their comments and stuff on stuff, there are people that have been very unhappy about even, like, say, the Fate Stay Night movie coming out during the pandemic, and even on build-up tweets to this announcement, there have been similar concerns. So I think it's something that they haven't been blind to. I mean, I think, like, if it weren't for barriers with, like, Aniplex in Japan, like, they would probably have released this movie digitally by now.
The reason it's being released digitally after the theatrical release is, as explained, like, if it was released digitally before they released it as a Blu-ray, the worry of piracy would go up a lot, by vastly. But I'm wondering if they're just, because Japan's stance on the pandemic has been weird at best. Like, they've mostly ignored it. and I'm wondering if that's why it's happening like this. And they might also be hoping that it's just done by then.
They seem fairly better about the social distancing rules out there, though.
Yeah, I mean, like, they've been going in and out in Japan as far as COVID goes, because they were in lockdown for quite a while and it did go down. But then there's been, like, spikes and then de-spikes and stuff like that. So it's been very fluctuating. But I think the main factor about waiting for digital in this case was just the fact that they don't want to release it digitally until that Blu-ray is out in Japan. Because, yeah, then there's always the concern, like, okay, once it's out digitally, someone's going to rip it and dump it online. And that's going to deter people from going and seeing it.
I mean, people are already going to do that. The best rips are always after the Blu-rays come out.
Well, yeah. But that's the thing, though. They don't, like, say, like, they did a digital before the Blu-ray was out in Japan. There would probably be less people in Japan that would actually buy it on home video. So that's, like, the fear there from their logic.
Yeah.
Though, in the case of Demon Slayer, it really is not that big of a deal because it's already made tons of money. It's boosted the entire Japanese economy.
Yeah, I don't. Also, without being it that popular, they're going to have sales. They're going to have good sales. I don't know if they need to be worried.
Yeah, it's a very arbitrary reason, but it's how they usually go about this. So yeah, it's not surprising, but I'm glad that, like, we are finally getting a clear digital release. And also theatrical release, because I do like seeing anime movies in theaters, even if now is probably not the best time to go see a movie in theaters.
Yeah, tickets are probably worse these days than they were before.
That's the same price, as far as I can tell. At least in my area.
Yeah, but you're, like, from Rich Boy Town.
That means they'll charge him more. if you're in a more affluent area, your tickets are going to be way more expensive.
Well, I mean, like, you know, I mean, you can, like, buy a ticket and not have to worry about, okay, if I budget enough, I'll have some food for the rest of the month, if that makes any sense.
I mean, if I was in that position, like, I probably shouldn't be seeing the movie in the first place. Don't see the Demon Slayer movie if you need money to eat.
Yeah, even if you're paying, like, $20 to see it, which is way more than you probably need to. Like,
Hey. Just remember, you're paying $20 as opposed to the $30 that Disney expected you to pay to see the train wreck that was Mulan.
Ooh, I mean, you are not wrong.
Yeah.
But, like, $20 would be a really expensive ticket. Like, the most expensive tickets I've heard of are in that price range. Most places are, like, 10-ish.
For some reason, they charge way more if you buy it at home and print it out. I don't know why.
Well, yeah, I mean, the logic is if you buy it at home, you're watching it with multiple people, or you can watch it with multiple people.
Yeah, so they're trying to recoup their quote-unquote loss.
No, I mean, yeah. Like, I meant, like, buying the ticket at home and, like, getting the code on your phone and then...
Wait, so literally just buying the ticket online?
Yeah, like, buying the ticket online, they send, like, a QR code shit or whatever to your telephone. I usually just get it on my text phone line because it's easier. I just click a link and it shows up.
Don't, like, all movie theaters do that now?
Yeah.
I think it also has to do with like transaction processing fees that they can offload onto you and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's usually like whatever transaction client you do, they have to take a cut. So
that's so stupid.
Oh yeah, if you're using a third party like Fandango, that's totally what happens.
Yeah. I usually don't deal with that since I have like AMC A list pre-pandemic. But yeah, I mean for anime movies, like I usually buy all my tickets online. Because you never know which screenings are going to sell out and which ones won't.
Yeah, but like even the fancy-pantsy monthly subscription theater bullshit doesn't cover the anime movies, and that's like mostly what I go see out there because Japan's like, oh, we won't put this on Netflix, so the only way you can see this shit is if you go watch it in a theater or wait.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's because they're limited run movie screenings, though.
I don't know about where you're at, but the theater chain out, the big theater chain out here, they don't include it, but they don't completely discount it. It basically, they cover you for what a normal ticket would have been at that rate, and then you pay the overcharge, basically.
Yeah, that's kind of the same over here. Like, there are actually certain movies that do get covered under like AMC A-list that are anime. Like, I think when Broly was in theaters for quite a while, then it became like A-list, like, compatible, but when it was first in theaters it wasn't, because that was part of like a more limited run, so it's like a case by case basis thing. And then if, say, like it's a Fathom event or something like that,
oh yeah, Fathom events those are never covered. Yeah, the fact that theaters host Fathom events at all is a charity that the theater is doing. And I don't mean like an actual, like, you know, charity, it's just they're doing it because they can.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, I think a lot of the theater runs are those ones, but that, because I guess they're like the foreign movie runner company or whatever the fuck. So the tickets are always more expensive.
Yeah, I mean, movie theaters are definitely, I'm not going to say that they're cheap.
I mean, like, a lot of the usual shit you'll buy for, like, regular movies and shit, they'll just go on Netflix or whatever in, like, a few months.
Yeah, and this is something you brought up earlier, Allison, and do you feel it would have been a better idea to put this on, like, say, Netflix or, like, a streaming service as opposed to just, like, digital purchase platforms?
Yeah, like, more people would be able to watch it because more people have Netflixes or Hulus or Amazon Primes, and they can just, like, watch it, get their fill on whatever they want to watch and write a review on it, and, like, Japan will get their money. Probably not as much as theater, but, like, they would get more people to watch it legally than they would by limiting it only to, like, theaters.
Hmm. Yeah, because I'm of two minds of it, because, like, I think from an accessibility standpoint, it would have been best, but I think they probably would feel that they aren't getting, I don't know, the amount of return they could have get on it. Because, like, obviously, Mugen Train has already made tons of money, but it could also make more money.
Yeah, but, like, they already got their money in Japan, and Japan's, like, the home base. So, logistically, it shouldn't matter as much what all these foreigners will pay for it.
It's Aniplex. It fucking matters to them. I mean, Aniplex, we should just be happy that Aniplex isn't charging us $100 to see it at all.
You have to buy the movie in, like, five parts, $30 each.
Don't tempt them. Aniplex, if you're listening to this, disregard what he just said.
Yeah, ignore that. Nothing got said. Everything is great with Aniplex, by the way. Sponsor the podcast, please.
Aniplex, if you want to send us a review copy of Mugen Train, hit me up. We'll give it a good review, I swear. We actually will. Please. But, do we have any other thoughts about this before we hop out?
Yeah, that song made me cry when I heard it on Spotify.
Oh, yeah, Homura is such a good song.
Oh, yeah, now just the story alone, I know this movie's gonna make me cry.
Well, okay then, I guess let's plug our stuff and get out of here. So, Allison, where can people find you?
You can find me at Meowth900 on Twitter. And also on Dumb Weebs with V-Lord and Laser Kid, we talk about anime and manga We haven't had a new episode in a month, so I gotta kick Laser Kid's ass about that. But other than that, hit me up on Twitter and Discord if you want. And thank you and have a good day.
And Laser, where can people find you to kick your ass?
Well, you can find me to kick my ass on Twitter at LaserKidPrime. I'm also on the Dumb Weeb podcast when I'm not needing my ass kicked, when I actually edit my podcasts correctly. And you can also find me occasionally on the Toonami Faithful podcast, where on their website I also write editorial reviews when I also don't need my ass kicked. I just need my ass kicked. That's just how it goes.
Poor Laser and his ass.
My ass is on fire.
J-Mac, where can people find you to remind Laser's ass?
I don't know how my ass became a part of this, but that's great.
Oh, no. All right.
Somebody kill me. Okay. I don't want to live anymore.
Okay, let's see if I can get through this in one go. You can find me on Twitch at twitch.tv/jmacafreak. I try to do nightly live streams. You can also find me on Twitter at realjmacafreak. And just about everywhere else on the internet, you can find me as just regular old jmacafreak. That's YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, wherever else. Awesome. I did it.
But yes, definitely follow all of these folks. They don't all do awesome stuff. But if you're interested in what I'm up to, you can follow me on Twitter at VLordGDZ, and then I do a bunch of different writing-related stuff. First up, some reviews of manga and light novels for all-comic.com, and then Toonami-related editorials for ToonamiFaithful.com. Then podcast-wise, with J-Mac, Allison, and Laser, I do the Dumb Weebs podcast on Twitter, at DumbWeebsPod. Then also the Oversoul Shaman King podcast, on Twitter at ShamanKingPod, and then my newest podcast, which is Saturday Night Shogi, a podcast dedicated to Shogakukan published manga, which is on Twitter at SatNightShogi. Then I occasionally pop up on the Toonami Faithful podcast at Toonami Podcast, and also Manga Mavericks at Manga Mavericks. So go check out all of those. But as far as the Demon Slayer podcast is concerned, you can find that on Twitter at DSlayer Podcast, on Facebook at facebook.com/DemonSlayerPodcast. And we are on basically every podcast platform out there. Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Podbay, you name it, we're there. So just go look us up, subscribe, listen, and enjoy. But that does it for this episode, so we will see you guys later.